Where we will talk about providing value-added customer service. Now, why is this important? This is important to engage and retain your customer and improve the return on investment on your customer acquisition cost. Now, if you have to spend every time to bring customers on your website, you won't be able to become a profitable e-commerce startup. So by adding value-added services, by better engaging your customers, you ensure that the return visit of the customer to your website does not cost you. And that's how you drive profitability and lifetime value of customers. So what's customer retention? What's customer lifetime value? What are the different value-added services? And a brief on the different options for customer loyalty program that e-commerce businesses can use. So customer retention is as simple as customers coming back to buy from you. That's true for e-commerce or non-e-commerce. So e-commerce is bound by the limits of technology. On this platform, buyers and sellers interact, though they never meet personally. So how can your business show to your customers that you care? And that is why you offer value-added services that become a differentiator. So make your customers happy. For example, if you compare a food delivery e-commerce companies, let's talk about Swiggy and Zomato, for example. Now, Swiggy and Zomato both deliver food to you from the same restaurant that's maybe a couple of miles away from where you live. So the product is the same. It's not Swiggy or Zomato that cooks that product. It's a restaurant. So you trust the restaurant for the taste, quality and hygiene of the dish that you've ordered. So how do Swiggy and Zomato differentiate, right? One could be pricing, right? Now there are huge price wars, but they have similar delivery charges, not much to differentiate. So how do they really differentiate? They differentiate by giving you a better experience, a better delivery experience, and maybe value-added services in terms of discounts, offers or other such services. And this holds true for all category of e-commerce businesses. So value-added customer services become an important factor for customer retention. So make your customers happy and they will return. So at the start of the e-commerce business, the focus is on getting the sales through customer acquisition. So when you get the customer, you want to sell them. That's your initial objective, to drive traffic and to drive sale. But it's cheaper to retain existing customers than to get new ones. So as I said, the same customer may come back to your website the next time, the next three times, the next four times, and you may not have to spend on acquiring because they already know your business. They can directly come to your website. You need to make that happen. But a new customer will cost you if it comes through paid channels. So customer retention is the collection of activities a business uses to increase the number of repeat customers and to increase the profitability of each existing customer. And thanks to analytics, which we discussed in the previous chapter, we do get to know that. You get an overview of the percentage of new and returning visitors to your website. There is also a cohort analysis which tells you how frequently and what percentage of your customers end up coming back to your website. You also get to know the customer lifetime value, which we will discuss. So customers during these stages of the e-commerce setup, first is the just starting. So there you have to focus on acquiring customers. Then your website, your business starts to gain traction. So it's about serving your customers. And to be consistent, scalable, you need to retain your customers. So you could be in your acquisition stage where you focus more on acquisition. You always focus on acquisition, but initially when you don't have a customer base, you have to 100% focus on acquiring new customers. Once you acquire them, you need to focus on serving them well. And as you continue to serve them well and you increase your customer base, you then need to start focusing on retaining your customers. Let's understand how do you retain customers. Now, when sales are growing, you should begin to think about mixing in more retention with your acquisition efforts. So look at strategies, look at communication, For example, your email campaigns could be more on engaging customers and bringing them back. With every purchase, maybe you could send your customers a small personalized note thanking them for doing their business and maybe offering them information about other products they may like. You don't have to always offer them discount. You could just add a personal note, maybe from the founder or from the customer service manager, that we thank you for doing business with us and you want to recommend some other products that you think he or she may like. So simple strategies which you could use to engage your customers. Now at this stage, at your acquisition stage, you also have to collect huge customer data. From Google Analytics, you know their demographics, their interests, their behavior, but when they transact with you, they give you their mobile number, they give you their email addresses, which you could use for targeted SMS, WhatsApp, or email campaigns. So why should you care about customer retention? First, it's obvious that returning customers give you better conversion rates. Why? Because one, they know your website, they know your products, they know your terms, your delivery timelines, and they trust you because they've already done business with you. So when they come, they have a higher intention to make a purchase compared to a new visitor. Then you have a lower cost of marketing. See, even existing customers can come by clicking on a paid search ad or a paid social ad. But a lot of them also come directly to your website that does not cost you. They come by clicking on an email link that does not cost you. So there's a lower cost of marketing. And since the marketing costs are lower, your profits also increase. So there are multiple benefits of customer retention and driving business from repeat customers. So let's look at a small calculation for understanding the value of retention. This is a general thumb rule based on some sample data, but plus minus holds true for all businesses. So a 5% increase in customer retention can increase a company's profitability by 75%. Now that's a huge jump, but in e-commerce businesses, that's possible because every new customer, primarily for new businesses, it actually comes from a paid channel, from either search engine ads or social media ads. So once you eliminate that cost, your marketing cost for those customers becomes zero, which drives up your profitability. 80% of your company's future revenue will come from just 20% of your existing customers. That's in line with the Pareto 80-20 rule. It could be maybe 70-30, 75-25, but a small group of your customers will drive the maximum revenue for your company because they will buy repeatedly. Now, according to marketing metrics, it's far easier to sell to existing customers than to brand new prospects. And the common reasons, two common reasons I would say, first is the trust that they have in you as a business. Second, they are familiar with your website, navigation, your checkout process, and your overall delivery process. So trust and familiarity are two reasons that drive more sales from existing customers. The success rate of selling to a customer you already have is about 60 to 70%, while the success rate of selling to a new customer is about 5 to 20%. That's a huge variation. So here, another snapshot that it's 6 to 7 times more expensive to acquire a customer compared to retaining a customer. So another evidence of why you should always focus first on retaining customers. Yes, if you're starting a new business and you don't have a large database of existing customers, acquisition is your top priority. But as you move towards the scaling up and the stable phases of your business, retention has to be your top priority. Now, here is another snapshot which lists most significant revenue drivers from e-commerce, and customer retention is at the top with 52%, ahead of customer acquisition. So another evidence why you should focus on customer retention and make it a priority. Let's understand now customer lifetime value. So literally meaning lifetime value is the value a customer provides in terms of sales revenue over his association with your business. So for example, on an average, customers shop at your website for, let's say, 5 years. Now, it could be even 15, 20 years for sites like Amazon and Flipkart, but let's say for your business, the average association period is 3 years. And if a customer spends, say, 50,000 rupees over 3 years, then that's your customer lifetime value. You need to know this because that gives you an indication of how much are you making on a customer if your customer acquisition cost, for example, is say 5,000 rupees. Now, if your customer acquisition cost is 5,000 and your average order value, let's say, is 2,000 rupees or 3,000 rupees, then you're not making any profit in the first few transactions. But since your lifetime value is 50,000, you eventually make a good profit on every customer. But that's only possible because you are able to retain customers and drive a repeat purchase. So customer lifetime value, or LTV, is the present value of the future cash flow or the value of business attributed to the customer during his or her entire association with your company. So CLTV or LTV is the value of a customer contributes to your business over the entire lifetime at your company. So it's a very important metric and is used while making important decisions about sales, marketing, product development, and customer support. So if you are going to spend 4,000 rupees on acquiring a new customer and your lifetime value, let's say, is only 8,000, it does not make business sense to spend 4,000 rupees on customer acquisition. But if your lifetime value was, say, 30,000, then you may say, okay, we can spend 4,000 rupees for customer acquisition at this stage of our business. So by applying the customer lifetime value as a metric, you can easily arrive at the rupee value associated with the long-term relationship with the customer. You're now able to quantify the rupee value of the customer's lifelong association with your e-commerce business. So here's an example. The customer lifetime value, it's the average order value into the number of repeat sales or transactions into the average retention time. So example, let's say you run a health club where customers pay 1,000 rupees per month and the average time that a person remains a customer in your club is, let's say, 3 years. And the lifetime value is 1,000 rupees per month into 12 purchases every year because there are 12 months and 3 years is the retention period. So 1,000 into 12 into 3, 36,000. So this means that for this health club, each customer when acquired is worth 36,000 rupees. So if they're spending, let's say, 3,000 rupees per month to acquire the customer, maybe it makes sense for them because lifetime value is 36,000. So having visibility helps you make marketing decisions and plan your marketing campaigns. So once we calculate CLTV, we know how much the company can spend to retain the customer and what value-added services can be provided to such customers. So it's important that you keep your VIP customers. Remember the statistic where 20% customers drive 80% revenue. So you can't lose these 20% customers or what you could call your big spenders or VIP customers. So create a list of all your VIP customers and then create a list of all sales made within the last 6 months. By combining both these lists, you end up with a list of VIP customers who haven't purchased from you in more than half a year. So it's time for you to start engaging them. Email campaigns, SMS campaigns, push notifications. So you can now follow up with these VIP customers and find out the reasons why they were not purchasing and look to prevent them leaving your business. So this investment is definitely bound to pay off. So you have the data. Just analyze it, drive insights, create segments, and reach out to your big spenders. So target these customers with special offers. So you need to analyze the customer's purchase history so that you can determine what kind of offer will be most appealing to each individual and increase the relevancy. So keep this in mind and make customized offers to these big spenders or VIP customers to keep them coming back to your website and make more and more purchases. reward your most profitable customers. Now, information gathered in Google Analytics can reveal which of your accounts are responsible for the most revenue. Google gives you a list of customers that make the most purchases. This information lets you budget your time accordingly and allocate resources where they will have the most return. Then personalize your follow-ups. Now, it is found that personalization using purchase history, user preferences, and other relevant information delivers a high impact ROI. So be it your website feed, display, your email communication, look to personalize everything based on the user's browsing and buying preferences. Schedule time with your customers. So follow up with your customers and generate the interest or pursue them to try and purchase new products or services. This could be via email, or you could even send them physical vouchers because you have their addresses. Or if they're really big spenders, it makes sense to even give them a call and talk to them. So value-added services could be your one way to approach and engage and reactivate customers who've stopped buying from you. Your goal should always be to constantly create a value proposition that would help convert visitors into long-term customers. Aim to stay ahead of the curve and set the next standard of effective online retail. For example, when you start off, if you offer free delivery as a value-added service, now free delivery will remain a value add only for a limited period of time. Everybody starts offering that, it does not remain a value-added service anymore. It becomes more of a customer expectation. So you'll have to keep inventing and you have to keep offering more creative, innovative offers to go the extra mile and stay ahead of the competition. Some options could be create informational videos and content. For example, if you are selling mobile cases, for example, and all competitors only use images, you could use videos on how to put on the case, how to take care of the mobile case, for example. So offer more content that adds value for the customer. Recommend products customers may like. E-commerce businesses use previous browsing history of the customer and of similar groups of customers to recommend additional products. Use that. Data allows you to do that. Offer free returns, for example. Offer free returns to your big spenders. Free delivery obviously is a very common value-added service. Create more informative landing pages. Maybe add user-generated content, images from videos. Amazon does that. Optimize your site speed, make it easier to browse, make it quicker to browse. Speak to your user in their local language. Allow them to change the language based on his or her preference. Offer incentives when creating an account. Offer on the first purchase, offer on the second purchase, referral bonus, run customer loyalty programs. And if you can, enable one-click shopping. Reduce the number of steps involved from product selection to checkout. So multiple ways that you can provide more value to your customer for the same product. Now here are some other examples of value-added services. Offer discounts for checkout within a certain time. Include surprise gifts to encourage checkout. Sometimes don't even disclose surprise gifts, just ship it with the product so the customer is surprised when they receive their order with a surprise gift, and then they can come back to your website. Prioritize security of the customer, the information security. Insert social proof of how many people like your product and talk about your product. Add a wish list option. Products that are out of stock, customers can add that as a wish list, and when they are available, they get an email or an SMS notification. Display testimonials, display customer ratings, or have an FAQ page, because people may have a lot of questions which are not answered in the product description. So have an FAQ page which also talks about the product, the usage, the returns, the refund process. Provide better customer service, maybe live chat or a chat bot. Ensure that you listen to responses, complaints, you process refunds and returns promptly. So there are multiple ways. It's all about making the customer feel special. Even though you don't physically interact or you talk, these are gestures and offers that makes the customer believe that as a business, you care about the customer and you want to make them happy. So customer loyalty programs are one of the key strategies to ensure repeat business from customers, because customers get rewarded for every purchase that they make. So first is that you decide what is that you will reward them for. So what will your reward points for? First, you can reward your customers for more than just purchases. You can reward them for referrals. So you can give them referral discounts. You can reward them on their birthdays or anniversaries. You can reward them for liking your Facebook posts or following you on Instagram. So there could be different actions that you can reward, not always sale. So if you reward the intangible actions, non-sale actions, the customer feels special. Everybody rewards sale, but reward other actions like referrals, birthdays, mentions, or likes and follows. Give your program and points a name. So brand your loyalty program. That makes it the customer remember your loyalty program. Decide the point value. So how many points for each referral, how many points for each like, the value of each point, for example, is 1 point equivalent to 1 rupee, or are 10 points equivalent to 1 rupee. Make it very clear, make it transparent. How many points should you reward? So can the customer redeem maybe 100 points at once, or can they redeem only 1,000 points at once, or maybe can they only pay using reward points for up to 20% of the product value? So set those terms and make it clear, and create an explainer page where the customer can come and check all the terms and conditions about the loyalty program. So there are different ways that you can engage customers, make them feel special, offer value-added services, and drive repeat purchases, because retention is much more beneficial than focusing on primarily customer acquisition. Value-add customer strategies will be a good start to taking your site to the next level. So once you have a customer base who've already done business with you, your focus has to shift from acquisition to retention and repeat purchases. So to constantly beat and outrank the competition, you must approach each strategy with an open mind and a high degree of creativity. So this covers up the entire basics, strategies, and different fundamentals that you need to focus on when you plan to set up an e-commerce business or when you work for an e-commerce business. So right from the technologies available, the different business models, the business planning, the finances, procurement, merchandising, branding, managing customers, and using analytics to ensure you take informed decisions at each stage of your business. Hope these lectures help you plan and set up your e-commerce business or grow your e-commerce business. Thank you very much.